You know, you could come with me, Millie suggested, still distracted with her task at hand. Goldie scoffed. I couldn't. Why not? Millie turned to focus her attention back to her friend. Do you have something better to do here? Well, no, Goldie began. Then what's stopping you? Come on, it'll be fun. We can get dressed up, drink champagne, meet all the fancy New York people at Bryn's events. She gave Goldie an incredulous look. It's better than sitting here and moping around for the next couple weeks. Goldie grimaced. I don't feel up to it. Don't worry about me. I'll be here when you get back. Millie stalked over to her laptop, which had been haphazardly tossed onto her bed at some point. She opened it up and typed like she was on a mission. What are you doing? Goldie asked. Her fingers punched the keys with rapid intent for a minute. Yep, there, she said, giving the enter key a final punch. There what? What did you just do? Goldie sat up straight and leaned forward with distrust and curiosity. Millie shrugged. I just cashed in my frequent flyer miles to buy your plane ticket. You'd better start packing. Our flight leaves tomorrow morning. Goldie gasped. Millicent Montgomery, tell me you did not. It was Millie's turn, she guessed, to get the full name thrown at her. I did, so suck it up and let's get moving, sunshine. She snapped her fingers in quick succession. Goldie's brows furrowed in irritation as she sat still for a moment longer, before stammering and shooting up to leave to go get packed. See you first thing tomorrow morning, Millie called after her, just before she heard the front door slam shut. Millie smiled and shook her head. Goldie would get used to the idea and come around long before they got on that flight the next morning. She wasn't spontaneous like Millie was, but once she started going with the flow, she'd loosen up and have a blast. At the very least, she'd get her mind off that loser, Gary. Millie turned on the radio, dancing and singing along to the upbeat Christmas music on Pandora, wishing errantly that Vince would take her dancing sometime, until her bags were fully packed, and she was sure she had everything she needed, ready to go. This trip was the clincher that would send her to senior partner status with the firm, and it was about time. She'd been working the public relations grind with this particular agency for the past 10-plus years, and the next 2 weeks had a lot riding on them. If she could pull this off, she'd be sitting pretty with her shiny new title, the bump in salary, and most of all, the status she'd been busting her hump for since she could remember. It was within her grasp, and she just knew she had it in the bag. That was, if she could keep Bryn in line long enough to get through the next 2 weeks without any catastrophes. No pressure.